Caritas Europe is warning that austerity measures pursued by many countries in the European Union will result in the erosion of social services and the further exclusion of people who already find themselves on the margins of society. 16 national Caritas bodies have analysed the first year of implementation of Europe 2020, the overarching reform strategy of the EU for the next decade. In a report published this month, they conclude that the issue of poverty and social exclusion is not being addressed as governments scramble to cut public spending. We spoke to Adriana Opromola, Policy and Advocacy Officer at Caritas Europe.
Well, the Europe 2020 strategy is an overarching strategy that will govern the European Union for the next decade, so until 2020. And it's an overall strategy based on growth and jobs, based on growth especially, in three different declinations, I would say, as the European Union points out. So it is about sustainable growth. It is about, taking into account the environmental dimension and also the energy dimension of growth. The second aspect of this growth strategy is about smart growth, and what it means, it's actually making the most of the potential of the European Union in terms of knowledge, in terms of education, culture, and developing innovative technologies. So that's what they call as smart growth. And thirdly, but I would say not last but not least, it's about inclusive growth. Now, what they understand, what the European Union understands by inclusive growth, is an overarching strategy aimed at enhancing employment and bringing the most vulnerable people back into the labor market. This has also to do, of course, with social inclusion, which goes through, at EU level, a strategy called active inclusion, which promotes, in parallel, enhanced income support, access to quality services, and, access to the labor market. So as you can see, in our opinion, and we are not the only ones thinking that, this is about really economic growth. This is about fostering the economic potential of the European Union, which is not wrong in itself. Of course, it's part of making progress. But we also think this strategy is lacking a social vision.
In fact, the Caritas Europe organization has produced its own, shall we say, strategic vision for the next decade across Europe called a shadow report. Mm-hmm. Why did you feel the need for this report, and can you tell us what it contains?
Yes, indeed. Well, in fact, it's not, I wouldn't call it a strategic vision, but it's rather an assessment. An assessment on the first year of implementation of this overarching strategy. Because, in fact, we as one of the major social networks, I would say civil society networks working on social policy, social protection and inclusion, we felt exactly this lack. We perceived that this strategy was too much focused on economic growth and was rather designed in a way that would leave the most vulnerable ones out of the picture. We felt that more support had to be given to those many million of people living in Europe who will not benefit from this strategy, and especially those who are suffering now from the economic crisis. So we have established this report. Of course, it didn't come out of the blue. It was a long planned and prepared report. Also, thanks to the partnership which we have been running for the last 6 years with the European Commission. So we called it shadow report because it's in fact a report that wants to reveal the other side of the coin. A kind of a shadow report, something that will back the official report, the official assessments, which only concern this growth, this economic dimension of the strategy. Therefore, in this shadow report, we do analyze the seven different sections or thematics of this strategy. First of all, the macroeconomic scenario and surveillance. So, first of all, the overall context of the Europe 2020 strategy and how it relates to the social situation in Europe, to poverty and social exclusion. Secondly, the employment targets, because the Europe 2020 strategy is articulated around five main headline targets, one of which is related to employment. Thirdly, about education, which is again another target, and especially we focus on early school leaving because it is a phenomenon that, in fact, impairs many people from attaining sufficient education to further on find a place in the labor market, and this, of course, has a strong impact on their level of social inclusion. Fourthly, about the poverty target in itself, which is also one of the targets of the Europe 2020 strategy. It's the fifth headline target, but we all feel it's the most, neglected one, or the one which is not devoted the same amount of attention as the other targets. Then we have also looked at the role of the structural funds of the European Union. So this part of the EU budget, which should be in the new strategy, also specifically devoted to enhancing social inclusion. And then there is a section about the governance of the process, because within the Europe 2020 strategy, member states have to implement the strategy by adopting national reform programs. Now, these national reform programs should be drafted and should be prepared also in cooperation with civil society and the main stakeholders. And unfortunately, this first year, at least in this first year of implementation, we haven't seen much of that. We haven't seen much real effective cooperation. So we also analyze the governance aspects of this of these reports. And then lastly, it is about recommendations. So the last part of our report contains recommendations both to the single member states and to the overall European Union. So I think, this is a really major piece of work of the Caritas Europa Network. As you rightly said, it gathers the efforts and the work and analysis done by 16 Caritas organizations all across the European Union, and it contains very valuable recommendations because Caritas organizations are very well placed to assess the situation on the ground, the policy measures that their governments adopt, and the appropriateness of these policy measures. Will they be sufficient? Will they be adequate to achieve the objectives? What is still lacking? What is needed, etc.? And I would say it is important for us to underline that the Caritas network should be seen as a collaborator of the governments in the member states. It should be seen as a valuable ally because it can really help formulating better policies. It can really help monitoring their implementation. It could even act as an implementing actor of such policies. So, absolutely, this is a first report of what we hope will be a series of reports, which really aims at helping the governments and the European Union as a whole to improve the situation.